This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation of Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, February 28th, 2024. We continue on Yud Ches Siman Aleph 18a, the third section. It is the blue text. We continue our discussion of the Gzar Din of the Tzibor, right, of the decree upon a community. So Amar Shmuel Bar Inya Mishmei de Rav. Shmuel Bar Inya says in the name of Rav, Minayin legzardin shel tzibor she'eno nechtam. How do we know, from where do we learn, that a decree on the community is never signed, right? Never gets sealed and signed, always available, right? Tshuva, change, upending it, always possible. Then the Gemara responds immediately and says, wait a minute, eino nechtam? How can you say it's never, the verdict is never sealed, naksib? Right? Possibly we saw before, nechtam abonech lefanai. We saw that last week. I know the sins, the communal sins, are sealed right in front of me, says Hashem. So Elo, rather, what was the original question? How do we know that Afal Gam Shenechtam, that even though it is signed, sealed, Nikra, it can be torn up, right? How do we know that it's never final? Shenemar, because it says, Kahashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Right, like Hashem, our God, any time that we cry out to Hashem, any time we turn to Hashem, Hashem is going to be there. There's always a possibility of crying out. The Gemara challenges that and says, "Behachzib," but it also says, "Dirshu Hashem behimatzo." Right, seek out Hashem when He is to be found, and we'll see what that is when that is in just a moment. So the Gemara answers, how do we square those two psukim? One which seems to be time-limited, and one seems to have an open-ended ability to approach Hashem. So no, hasam b'yachin hacha b'tzibur. I know that case when it says you got to go and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem is to be found, that's an individual. But b'chol koreinu elav, anytime we cry out, it's good, that's with a tzibur. Right, so we've solved it. The tzibur can always turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav. The yachid is limited to specific times. Now the Gemara wants to know, when is that time? Be yachid emas, right? When? So we know the answer to this question. All right, Amar Rabba Bar Avuah, says Rabba, right? These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right, now we have a related anecdote. By Yehika Aseret Hayamim, by Yegov Hashem et Naval. Right, there were 10 days, and Naval dies after 10 days. Gemara says, "Asar Yamim, Maya B'detayu." Why didn't just whack him right away? Why wait 10 days for Naval to die? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kineged Eser L'Gimot Shenasan Naval La'Avdei David. Right, that corresponds to the 10 meals that Nasan gave to the servants of David. So because he did something good, right, Hashem delayed the punishment for those 10 days, a day, right, corresponding to the 10 legimot, and only after that is Naval killed. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuah. So Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Bar Avuah. No, what are those 10 days? Ela Sayyamim Shem Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaKippurim. Those were the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right, now we come to the source for a very famous line in maybe the most emotionally powerful tefillah in all of the Yomim Ne'raim. By that, of course, I mean in the Sana Tokef, where we say, Chol v'yolam, right, Ovrim fanachak ibnei Marom. The source for that line, right, the author of that tefillah took it right from here. Berosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, called Ba'ei HaOlam, right? Those who walk through the world, every person on earth, over in the front of Kivnei Maron, they walk before Hashem, they pass before Hashem, like literally B'nei Maron. Now, the Gemara is going to have three interpretations, right, which have spawned many a high holiday drasha. My kivnei Maron, right? The Gemara asks, what does that mean, like this, literally the sons of Maron? So hacha here, he says, targimu, we translate it as kivnei imrana, like sheep, right? And that is the traditional, certainly in the English, we pass before Hashem like sheep, kivnei Maron. Come back tomorrow, you'll see two other fascinating answers to that question. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.